Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Florin, and here he is, our producer and engineer, the man, Stephen Chaldone.
Hey there.
How's everything going?
Good. How are you today?
Doing good. I've been thinking back over the last 29 years we've been doing this show.
Okay.
Now, I met somebody at Awake who's been listening to us the whole 29 years.
Oh,
isn't that great?
Thank you very much.
That's a long listen.
That's a long time.
Let me tell you, that's a long listen. But anyway, there was a time we did this show in a studio. Do you remember where there was another studio next door?
And the when only we had way, the little studio.
And the only way in and out was through the door, through our studio.
Right.
So what happened was next door, there was an AM radio station, and there was a guy on there who was a psychic guy, remember?
Okay.
And one time he opens up the door, comes in, we're on the air, he walks right through talking, and you say to him, do you remember?
I know exactly what I said. If you're so psychic, how did you not know to open the door?
Right, how did you know we weren't in here?
You know, if you're psychic, you knew we were in here.
It was funny. I like that, Sheldon. I was thinking back to that
time. I was wondering where you were going
with
that.
Thing. You have kind of put some of your emotions in check in recent decades, wouldn't
yes,
you say?
My volatility,
yeah, because there was a chance of volatility that this poor psychic was going to be involved.
Yeah, I could be most unpleasant when that would happen.
But it's interesting, I think as we get older, things change and
we mellow.
You mellow, right?
Yeah, you know, things happen. It's not the end of the world.
No, and I think you start to learn how to live with, you know, disappointment,
right.
Agitation, various items, right? That's how it goes sometimes.
Yeah. You just learn to deal. It's not a big deal.
I think moderation is a great gift in life. You know, it's not always easy to do that, but that's what we're looking at in Religion and Rock, the gift of moderation. Now, moderation kind of calls us to be those kind of people who can be faithful and yet still not get overly psyched up about crazy things in this world. To start us off, this is John Mellencamp. It's called I Ain't Ever Satisfied.
Never satisfied. I stay till the end till I'm gasping for breath, but I ain't never satisfied. No, I am never satisfied. No. We'll be right back.
there's a certain longing in our lives that never seems to get satisfied, you know? And somehow, it's the old story. St. Augustine said, our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. You know, until they rest in God, our hearts are always going to be restless because we're always going to be looking for a little bit more, you know? We're going to be looking for a little bit more power. We're going to be looking for a little bit more prestige. And there's something about that that can kind of distract us. One of the things I've certainly learned on my life about television and communications and on the radio with all of you, you got to keep your head, you know? Otherwise, it starts to get like you start to believe the press, you know, and it's crazy. So you kind of have to always look at yourself with very human eyes and that examination of conscience, you know, looking at our lives and say, yeah, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. That's kind of the rhythm of my life, you know, to say, yeah, I make mistakes. And, you know, it's not all about TV and glitz. No, it's sometimes about our human mistakes. And that's what's really important. So in our lives, to not fool ourselves, you know, to be able to look at ourselves realistically and say, yeah, you know, I'm never satisfied in certain ways. And I become so demanding. It's just ridiculous. So it's important to be able to balance it out somehow and to recognize the power of being balanced and to recognize, yeah, that lack of satisfaction is something we really got to pray about and ask God to help us with in our own lives. Speaking of being on TV and all of that stuff I just said, here's Rush. This is called Limelight.
Touch me.
is Rush Limelight. You know, sometimes we fool ourselves and we don't take a very human look at ourselves. I know just recently in my own life, I getting honored by a business group with the Icon of New York Award, which is kind of funny, right? Me as an icon, you got to be kidding. I mean, but, you know, you start to think to yourself and say, wow, maybe I'm an icon. You know, but it's like, no, don't be silly. Don't get caught up in that. No matter where we are in our lives, we sometimes get caught up in titles. We get caught up in being noticed. We get caught up in making sure people know we're there. And really, the greatest among us, we're told in the Bible, is the one who serves the rest. And so we just keep doing our jobs, you know? We keep doing what we've been called to do. And if it gets recognized, well, you know what? There's a bonus in there because it kind of makes us feel good, I guess, right? But if we never get noticed, that's fine too. You know, it's absolutely fine. And there's something beautiful about just doing good for the sake of doing good. And hopefully it inspires other people. That's the great gift. So, you know, it can't be about the awards. It can't be about plaques. It can't be all about that stuff. If you came to my office today, you wouldn't find a plaque in there honoring me. Nope, there's none of those up on the wall in there. Because, you know what? We got to keep ourselves focused on the task. The task is service. The task is using our gifts. When we use them well, the promise is that's when we have kind of come into what spirituality and faith is all about. So yeah, don't get caught up in all of the awards and junk. No, it's about really recognizing that we're using our gifts. Hey, here's Pearl Jam. This is called Just Breathe.
I understand that every life must end, uh-huh. As we sit alone, I know someday we must go, uh-huh. Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have one, yeah, others they got none, huh? Stay with me, oh, let's just breathe. Practice on my skin. Never gonna let me win, oh, oh. Under everything, just another human being, oh, oh. Yeah, I don't wanna hurt. There's so much in this world to make me bleed. Stay with me. All I see. Did I say that I need you? Did I say that I want you? Or if I did, I'm a fool, you see. No one knows this more than me. As I come clean, I wonder every day as I look upon your face, oh, oh. Everything you gave and nothing you would take, oh, nothing you would take, everything you gave. Did I say that I need you? Oh, did I say that I want you? Oh, if I did, I'm a fool. No one knows this more than me. And I come cleaner. Nothing you would take. Till I die,
in our lives, sometimes that's exactly what leads to moderation, right? Taking a breath, taking a stop every now and then. I think we need that in our lives. You know, we need to find that space where we can pray, the need to find that time every day where we can just sit and be a little bit, be in God's presence. It changes everything. I got to tell you, you know, people tell me all the time, exercise changes everything, which is true. I know I joined the gym about 6 years ago, and it really has been a great thing for me. But the point in that, I think, is that that also helps us to pray better. It helps me to have a clearer head, and so that my prayer time is a lot better because I've kind of used up some of the energy in the gym so I can be more present. I can be less distracted in my own prayer life. We need that in our lives. You know, we need to find ways in which we can focus and just breathe a little bit so that our emotions kind of come back down and we can kind of live more moderate lives. You know, that's what it's all about. So prayer is a gigantic part of that. And that's why we can't live our spiritual lives moderately. We have to live them radically so that the rest of life can kind of be moderate. That's such an important reality. Here's Queen, The Story of Life. I Want It All. Well, there's kind of a simple answer to that song. Well, you can't have it all. That's it. That's the story of life. We want it all, but we can't have it all. So what do you do with that tension? What do you do with the tension that says, I can't be a teenager forever. I can't be in college forever. I have to be responsible. I have to grow older. You know, all of these things that we have to deal with in our lives, and maybe the things that we have to settle for that we don't have everything we want, that's an important part of our spiritual lives, because that helps us to moderate in a sense and say, yeah, I'm not going to live in frustration and anger. No, I'm going to live in the world where accepting is a big part of it, where I recognize that, yeah, you know what, I have been blessed and things have been good in my life. That's a great moment to come to, but that only comes to our lives when we really pray a lot and kind of come to take a look at the good things versus the bad things and see the jar as half full versus half empty. You know, that's a great position in life to get to. Here's Joe Walt speaking of that. Life has been good. I'm at Senior Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about moderation today. Yeah, life has been good. What a great moment to come to in life where you say, you know what? Life has truly been good. I've been blessed by life. My gifts and using them and serving God and with my life has really been a good thing. Hasn't always been perfect, but it's been good. I think that's important in our lives, to be able to get to that moment. It's not easy, but I think that's part of what we're called to get to the moment where we could say, I have been blessed, you know? It sometimes takes a little bit of life living to get there, right? But when we get there, it's such a nice feeling. I can look back at life and really have very little regrets because I know the mistakes have helped me to grow and God has helped me to grow a lot. And you say to yourself, well, you know what? Life really has been good. There's been a lot of blessings here. It's a great place to come to in life after we've lived a little bit and to be able to say thanks be to God for what I have received. Here's Dave Matthews, Too Much.
Between the lines, I'm gonna pop.
I used to live over at Our Lady of Lourdes in West Islip, and by the convent, they had these Chinese lantern bushes. You know, the kind of these bushes are kind of boring until, like, at the end of the summer in October. They've got these big orange, like, Chinese lanterns hanging on them. They're really cool. So I said, it would be great to have some of those. I didn't know where to get them, and I went online, of course, and you can get seeds. So I bought, you got a 10-pack of 200 seeds in each one. So I said, this will be good. I'll walk around the property, and I'll just sprinkle them around in the gardens, and they'll be nice. And then a couple of years, we'll have great Chinese lanterns. Well, I didn't know until after I walked around and sprinkled everything. I read one of the last packets before I threw them away, and it said, please make sure you put these seeds in a container because Chinese lanterns continue to grow as a perennial and it will not stop growing. So give it 2 years. And our parking lot was full of these horrible shrubs. They look like big weeds that were beautiful for like 3 weeks a year, but the rest of the time, so the pastor was saying, can you believe this? What's going on with these crazy weeds that are everywhere? And I was like, I just don't know. And too much of a good thing is just too much. You know, sometimes it's about observing and enjoying something from afar. We don't have to own everything we like, do we? I learned that the hard way with the Chinese lanterns. We can observe them and enjoy them, and God puts them in our lives, but we don't have to own everything because it's sometimes too much is literally too much, and we have to kind of be moderate with the things that we have in our lives. Here's Mick Jagger, God Gave Me Everything. God did give us everything we want, and you know what? Even some things we don't want. And I think that's because some things in our lives that maybe we didn't want, will help us to grow, will help us to understand ourselves better and get a better context sometimes. Sometimes we've gone through quite a way of the cross in our lives, right? And we lose somebody we love or something terrible happens. And you know what? It can remain just a horrible thing. But I think if we let God in, it can be transformed. And something beautiful happens in that transformation where it actually can be a source of strength. For example, if somebody you love has breast cancer and you've gone through that walk with them, you know what happens? In a sense, we become so sensitized to that that when we hear at work somebody else, you know, has breast cancer or somebody else in their family has breast cancer, we're so sympathetic. We are so understanding because we've walked that road. And what it does is it creates a society, I believe, where people are much more compassionate and understanding. You know, we also have people in our lives who are addicted, right? What do we do about that? You know, the president said recently, it's a national problem. Yeah, it sure is. It's a national crisis. Right? And I'm doing a funeral a month, at least, of somebody who is addicted. You know, it's sad. That's a terrible thing. And I'm just one priest, right? Think of all the priests out there and all the ministers out there. What do we do? You know, well, we need to get compassionate hearts. We need to get understanding hearts that can help people to get beyond this. And also, we need to find ways to help, really, really help, so that people don't turn to drugs and to that addiction for that moderation feeling in their lives, you know, when they're feeling extreme, that we can find that in another way. We can help them in another way and kind of change the tide a little bit, because God has given us everything, even struggles, to help us to find a moderate way, a new way where God can kind of make things right for us. Here's Lynyrd Skynyrd. This is called Simple Man.
Yeah.
Being simple is not always easy, is it? I know when I was first ordained, I've told you this story before if you've been listening for a while. I moved to my first parish, St. Mary's in East Islip, in a Volkswagen Beetle. Yeah, everything fit in a Volkswagen and me. Now, forget it. I just moved to the Cathedral of St. Agnes and move in there. You know, now you get a moving guy to help me. And I don't even have any furniture. How do you like that? It's just the junk. I needed a truck. So, you know, what does that say? It says that things aren't always so simple. You know, we have pods and we have those nice storage areas where we can rent a little cottage for our stuff. You know, we keep it in the attic. We stuff the garage. All of these things. How can we live with less? You know, what's really important? Jesus tells a great parable in the Bible about a guy who had a really great harvest. And he said, you know, I'm going to do it. Just build some big barns and I'll be stored up and I'll be great. And Jesus says, what a fool, because tonight the Lord will require your life. And so all of this storing up doesn't mean a darn thing in the end. Give it away if you got more. So there's something about kind of living with less, maybe a little end of the summer, spring clean out kind of thing. Might not be the worst thing on earth. Living with less helps make the load lighter and gives God a little room to break in. So yeah, it could be a way to go if you think about it. Here's the Black Crowes. This is called Jealous Again.
Yeah, yeah, I'm jealous.
jealousy is one of the things that takes the, like, the fish tank, the aquarium, and shakes it and makes the waters rough. You know, I think it knocks moderation out of our lives. Jealousy is such a factor in moderation. It's such a factor in precluding prayer and spirituality in our lives. We have to get rid of it in our lives. That's all that's to it. And if we get stuck being overly jealous, or we get stuck being, you know, persons who just always want what the other guy has, we're going to lose ourselves in that. And I think it's so important that we let go and we recognize the power of what God calls us to. The power of what God calls us to is to be so excited and grateful for who we are and what we are, and to not compare all the time. But your gifts are great, and so are mine. So together, we can make the world a better place. One victory is everybody's victory. If we can kind of get to recognize that, the whole world begins to change. You know, people begin to change, and that's such an important thing. I've seen time and time again where jealousy destroys relationships, destroys spirituality, even destroys parishes and church, because we have to be able to let go and recognize where God calls us in our lives to really recognize those gifts. Here's the Subdudes, You'll Be Satisfied.
In the dark alleyway,
Well, that's ultimately the goal, to be satisfied, overflowing with what we have recognized God has given us in our lives. It takes time to get there, but moderation's certainly part of it. You know, maybe we have to get a little less extreme in our life, a little more under control in our life. And the way that happens is through prayer and a little reflection. Maybe it's time to get back to church and regular prayer in our life that we can kind of be a little more satisfied with what's going on. Nobody has the perfect life. Nobody has everything they want. And we all probably have a little bit too much. But the reality is God is with us, calling us to pare down and let him in, because he's got great futures planned for every single one of us, using our gifts to make ourselves and the world a much happier place. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughan, and it's engineered and produced by a very moderate man himself, excitable boy, Stephen Chaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.